Hollywood's greatest stars in Hollywood's greatest motion picture. From the glamorous movie capital of the world, we bring you Stars in the Air. Our play tonight, Enchantment. Our starring players, Joseph Cotten and Mala Powers. Our stage, the famous Screen Guild Theater. Good evening. This is John Jacobs. And welcome again to Stars in the Air, another wonderful 30 minutes made possible by the combined and generous cooperation of the entire motion picture industry. We have a beautiful transcribed story for you tonight, filled with tender and poignant moods. A gentle and deeply moving story of a love that endures beyond time and place. Stars in the Air is happy to bring you Samuel Goldwyn's great motion picture, Enchantment, starring Mala Powers and Joseph Cotten. London. In 1943, a city that shows the angry scars of war, the German Blitz has traced a pattern of destruction through its streets. Many of its homes are battered, burnt-out shells. But the house on Wiltshire Place still stands, untouched. A haughty old house, withdrawn and solemn. A quiet house, except for one angry voice. General Sir Rollo Dane, retired, is talking to his solicitor.
You mean to tell me, Mr. Willoughby, that after all our family has invested in this house, after all these years as it has been our home, do you mean to tell me I have to get out?
General Dane, sir, I was merely trying to explain that 99-year leases have a way of running out. As it happens, the owners have decided
to... Bother the owners. Mr. Willoughby, I have existed considerable time, most of it in the army. There was plenty of mud and stone, and I minded them. And loneliness, I minded that. But now that I'm back, I wish to spend the rest of my days here undisturbed.
Why?
How's that?
I mean, you would never set foot here while your sister was alive. Why should you insist on living here now?
Prouty. Prouty, come here.
I'm sorry, sir, if I've offended you.
Excuse me, General. Did you call me, sir?
Prouty. Mr. Willoughby is leaving.
Yes, sir. This way, please, Mr. Willoughby.
General Dane, I'm sorry. I'll do what I can with the owners. Good day.
Lock. Lock. You here?
I'm always here, darling.
Did you hear him just now? He wanted to know why I've come back. You know, don't you, Lock?
Yes, Rollo, I know.
Wherever I've been, that's all I've wanted, really. To be here. To be here with you.
Rollo, darling, that's all I've ever wanted.
From that very first day. The day your parents were killed in the accident and Father brought you home to live with us.
We were so young then.
I couldn't have been more than 9. Selena was 16, I think. Pelham was 12. Locke, do you remember those days?
Remember them? How could I forget them, Rollo? That was when I fell in love.
I too, I think. Though I didn't know it for a while. Not through all those years when we were growing up. Not when I went away to school.
To learn to be a soldier. That's all Selena wanted for you. To be a soldier.
Was it all I wanted? I didn't realize then. Not even when I finished my schooling and joined the regiment. Not even that day when I came home on leave. Locke, do you remember that day?
Yes, I remember, Rollo. I wasn't there when you came in. Selena was the one who greeted you.
Rollo, whatever are you doing home?
Short leave. I'm in for a few days.
I must say you look fine, though a bit damp.
I know.
Well, go dry off. There's a fire in the drawing room.
Come along, have a glass of wine with me.
In a few minutes. I must go tell Prouty about your bags and see that your room's fixed.
Well, hurry then. Next to not drinking any wine at all, the worst thing is to have to drink it alone.
Oh, Rollo.
Not half bad. Not bad at all.
Selina, I couldn't get the silk. Rollo.
Hello, Locke.
Why, oh, I thought Selina was here. When did you get home?
Only just now. Well, how have you been, Locke?
All right.
You're soaking.
Well, that awful fog.
Well, take off your coat and come here by the fire.
May I?
My dear child, you're wringing wet.
Do you mind if I kneel down here? It's warmer.
Well, crawl into the fire if you wish.
Thank you.
Look here, you're shivering. You'd better have a glass of wine.
Oh, but won't Selina mind?
Well, doesn't matter if she does. Your shoes wet?
They're old ones.
Well, take them off. Go ahead, take them off.
Well, I...
That's better.
This isn't very dignified.
Now, neither is a cold. Here, drink your wine.
Oh, Rollo, I told Prouty to...
Oh, I couldn't get your silk, Selina. I couldn't find my way in the fog. A policeman took me part of the way and then told me I'd better go home. I was frightened.
Well, I should have gone myself. Locke, you've taken my glass.
Oh, sorry, Selina. I'll fetch you another.
Never mind, Rollo. Locke will fetch it.
Yes, Selina.
And take your shoes with you. Well?
I'm too old to be dismissed like a schoolgirl.
Really, Locke? You behave like one. Look at your hair. Haven't you a brush? And your muddy shoes and that disgraceful old dress.
All my things are old. I don't see why one person should have everything new in the same house while...
Locke, if I were in your place, I should try to repay something of what I'd received, not make demands for more. And in spite of my background, I should try to be more sensitively bred.
Oh!
Really, Selina, that's a bit much. The child has pride. I'm going to call her back.
Rollo, wait a moment, please. I'm not unkind. I simply know what's best for her.
You think that's best?
When our father died, he left Locke in my care. She hasn't... Well, frankly, she hasn't good blood. And if I'm not strict with her now, we may all regret it someday.
Oh, what rubbish. I won't have it.
I'm the one who has to run this house. It isn't fair for you to walk in... Oh, dear, let's not quarrel, Rollo. I'm sorry I was cross. Let's have our sherry. There are so many things I want to hear about. How long are you back for?
A few days.
And I suppose you need money, as usual.
Well,
will £20 help?
I love you dearly, Selina.
The same old Rollo. You'll be going round a bit, celebrating while you're home. Please let me see a little something of you.
Oh, don't worry, Selina. I'll be home occasionally. Good morning, Prouty. Good Sunday morning to you.
Mr. Rollo.
Prouty, I am not drunk.
Heaven forbid.
Is Miss Selina at church?
She left a few moments ago, I believe.
Oh, splendid. Now I... Who's that singing? Is that Miss Locke?
I believe it is.
Excuse me, Prouty. Lovely.
Oh.
Now I know why I call you Locke.
Were you there, listening all the time?
You've grown up, Locke.
A little.
I didn't know you sang like that.
You didn't know I was growing up, either.
I know you've made this room full of light and sun and flowers. You've made it Sunday morning.
It's like any other Sunday morning.
No, no, it's different. Locke, you don't think I'm saying all this because... Well, do I reek of spirits?
Oh, no. Your breath just smells of raisins. I like it.
Because I'm quite all right, I assure you. Will you start your song again?
If you wish. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow.
Locke, have you forgotten this is Sunday?
Selina, I thought you were in church.
And is this how you behave as soon as my back is turned? What will everyone think hearing such noises on Sunday?
They'll think that this neighborhood has lost a little of its gloom.
Rollo, in evening clothes? Are you going out dressed like that?
No, I'm coming in. I'm on my way to bed.
At this time of the morning? You smell of spirits.
Only natural. I've been drinking them.
Oh, did anyone see you coming in?
Everyone. All our precious neighbors. But don't worry, Selina. I bowed to them all with a polite good night.
Oh, Rollo. Don't laugh at him, Locke.
Don't fuss, Selina.
Oh, Rollo. What am I going to do with you? What do you want out of life?
Life?
Don't you want to make something of yourself?
Not necessarily.
Well, I suppose it's no use being cross with you.
No use whatever.
Well, go upstairs and change. You must come to church with me and show everyone you're quite all right. I'll wait.
You'll be late. The bells have already stopped ringing.
That's right, Selina. They have.
Rollo, please. For me.
Very well.
Oh, dear naughty Rollo. I'll have Prouty lay your things out while I get my handkerchief. I went off without one.
Locke.
Yes, Rollo.
No use defying Selina, is there? Locke.
You're free.
I wish you were. But Selina's always helped me. I'm obligated.
When you love anyone, you do everything and don't expect payment.
You're much too sweet to be so serious. Still, it would be nice to be a free agent. Once I asked my brother Pelham for £500. I was going to leave and not come back.
If I had the money, I'd give you £500.
If I'd promised not to come back?
I should want you to come back.
Then I'd come back.
And I'd be waiting, no matter where you are. In Zanzibar, at the very end of the earth.
Zanzibar, from the very end of the earth. I did come back, Locke. You understand that, don't you? That's why I've come back. That's why
Mr.
I'm here.
Mr. Rollo, sir.
That's why.
Mr. Rollo.
Hmm? Huh? Yes, Prouty.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rollo. You were dreaming.
Dreaming?
Yes, sir. Mr. Willoughby has gone, sir. Will there be anything else?
No, thanks. Prouty.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to be alone for a while. I don't want to be disturbed for anything. Locke. Are you still here, Locke?
I'm still here, Rollo.
Locke, do you remember that leave of mine?
Oh, yes, every minute of it.
Did you love me then?
I've loved you always.
I suspected it, just a little. I noticed the next day you'd got a new dress.
I went to Pelham and demanded it. I told him I wanted to be beautiful.
You were always beautiful.
That's what Pelham said. And then he asked me if I'd like to go along to the dance.
I know it. If Mrs. Charles, I was there, too.
You were there, but you never danced with me. Not once.
Oh, I couldn't. Pelham took every dance with you all night.
And all night I wanted only to dance with you. And then suddenly, the next morning, you were gone to India for 2 years.
Those 2 years... were they as long to you as they were for me?
Longer? Oh, so much longer, Rollo.
My brother Pelham had introduced you to society. You were having such a gay time. All the dances, the parties. Selina used to send me the social notes from the newspapers.
Selina would.
Mostly you went about with Pelham, didn't you? That never worried me. But that Marchesa de Lordi...
Believe me, Rollo. I was just filling in time till you got back. And then you did get back. Unexpectedly. I can still remember how startled I was.
Really? Seemed to me very calm.
Why, Rollo, when did you get in?
Only just now.
We didn't expect you until next month.
Well, I managed to catch the mailboat. I'm my own letter.
I must say you look impressive in that uniform. Most impressive.
I understand that Mrs. Charles is giving a dance for you tonight, your birthday. Why didn't you write me about it?
I didn't think you'd be interested.
You're wrong. Matter of fact, I... might have planned it.
It's really unimportant. Why should you remember?
Did Pelham remember?
Oh, yes. This bracelet. Isn't it lovely? See, the heart is of sapphires and small diamonds.
Very small.
Oh, don't be hard.
And this Marchesa I've heard about, did he send you anything? Did he?
Yes. This ermine stole. If you don't think I should keep it, I'll send it back.
Oh, good Lord, I've no right to tell you what to do. Is this Marchesa serious about you?
Yes.
And I suppose he wants to take you to Italy and spend your life in a dilapidated villa listening to him sing opera off-key.
He may.
Don't go. They eat locks in Italy. Locks.
I must go and change. We're having dinner here before the dance.
Well, I'm going to give you a birthday present that'll make Pelham and that Marquesa open their eyes.
Oh, no, Rollo, please don't. You can't afford it.
Can't I? You'll see.
No, Rollo, please.
Rollo, my dear.
Yes, well.
I used to wonder how you managed it. Where you got the money for my birthday present?
Very simple. I sold my horse. And then I couldn't wait to get back to dress for the dance and take your present to you. I remember when I got there, you were with the Marquesa. I had to take you away from him.
You were very rude.
Yes, what you said.
Really, Rollo, you were very rude. Why does a uniform make one rude?
Doesn't it? Merely makes time precious. Please sit down.
If you wish. Well?
I told you I was going to get you a birthday present.
And I told you not to.
Well, I did.
I knew you would.
Aren't you going to open it?
Of course. Pearls. A necklace of pearls. Oh, Rollo.
Yes?
No matter what happens to me the rest of my life, nothing will be lovelier than this. If you wish.
We've never danced together, Locke.
I know.
I want to dance with you.
And I with you.
I see. Rollo's dancing with Locke. Do quite well together, don't they, Selina?
Yes, quite well. Pelham?
Yes?
Isn't that Lord Fitzgerald over there? The one who's heading that mission for the Crown to Afghanistan?
Yes, that's Fitzgerald. Why?
Wasn't he a good friend of Father's?
I should say so. He and Father were chums at school.
That's what I thought.
Mark, let's get away from here. I want to talk to you.
Where?
Well, the house. Let's go back to the house. No one will be there.
Oh, but I have other dances.
Yes, but if you were suddenly ill, wouldn't I have to take you home? Are you sure you're not faint?
I'm not sure of anything tonight. Take me home quickly.
Cheerful here, isn't it? I mean, in front of the fire?
Yes, I've always liked to sit by the fire.
I, too. One of my favorite things. Fire.
What? Rollo, what did you want to talk to me about?
You're not tired?
No, I'm not tired.
You, don't want to go back to the dance?
Do you?
No.
I think Pelham was a little annoyed when we left. He was peevish when I kissed him goodnight.
You always kiss Pelham goodnight?
When I kiss Pelham, he's my brother.
When you kiss me? And when you kiss me?
I've never kissed you.
Locke.
Oh, Rollo. Rollo. Oh, Rollo, darling.
How much I love you, Locke. How much I love you. Front door. It must be Selina.
Back so early? Why, she left the dance.
Well, I'm sure a reason can't be as good as ours. Now, don't you worry.
Rollo? Oh, there you are. I came back to congratulate you.
What?
To congratulate us?
To congratulate Rollo. It's all settled, sir.
What's settled?
Several important people talked to Fitzgerald. He's taking you on his staff.
Oh, really? Is it definite?
Definite.
Rollo, what does she mean?
Oh, everyone's so delighted, Rollo. You're the envy of every young officer in London tonight.
Why? What is it you've accepted for Rollo? Answer me, please.
Rollo has been appointed to a special mission with Lord Fitzgerald. He sails on the Hindustan next week.
Next week?
Selina, Locke and I love each other. We're going to be married.
Well, of course. If she loves you, I know she won't mind waiting 5 years.
5 years? Why? Why 5 years?
Well, his appointment is for 5 years, my dear. And the Afghanistan government will not allow wives with the staff.
Locke, darling.
Rollo, how can I wait 5 years and never see you?
Well, I'll refuse the appointment. I'll refuse to go.
And throw away a career? Locke, is that what you demand for a wedding present?
All we want is to be together.
Well, then wait until he can come back and support you. But just think, Rollo. You'll come back a major.
Oh, that's true. Of course, I'd
The Duke of Wellington was a colonel at 24.
Really? For a girl who professes to be in love with Rollo, you're making it very difficult for him.
Oh, Selina, will you keep still?
No, I will not. And I'll not let you disgrace yourself. If you're ordered to go, you'll go.
Will you, Rollo?
Well, darling, this is rather difficult.
I know. You listen to reason, but not to me. Your family has always listened to reason.
Now, look, let's not get angry.
I'm not angry. I'm lost. I can't stay here because of Pelham. He's in love with me. Selina knows that if you go without me, I must leave this house, too. I'm sorry, Rollo. I can't wait for you.
Locke.
Oh, young girls in love are always melodramatic. She'll get over it, Rollo.
Pelham. Pelham is...
Just think, Rollo. You're on your way. Aide-de-camp to Fitzgerald. You'll be head of the War Office one day. General Sir Rollo Dane. Isn't that what you want?
I want Locke.
Oh, Rollo, please.
I didn't ask for this appointment. I'm free to ask Fitzgerald to cancel it.
It's too late.
I'll talk to you when I get back, Selina.
Why, where are you going?
See Fitzgerald.
Are you out of your mind? He left hours ago. He's gone to the country. It's too late, Rollo.
Thank you. I'll manage my own life, Selina.
I didn't ask you to come in, Selina.
I'm quite aware of that.
I don't want to talk to you.
But I want to talk to you.
You've no right to come into my room like this. Please leave.
Lark, let's not make this any more vulgar than necessary. You're determined to marry Rollo, aren't you? In spite of everything.
If you mean will I marry him in spite of you, yes.
You'd sacrifice his career.
I won't even discuss it with you. It's none of your business.
I'll never allow you to marry Rollo. Make up your mind to it.
You'll have nothing to say about it.
How dare you speak to me like that? When you've lived on our bounty all these years, on our kindness and pity, have you forgotten how you came into this house?
No. You've never let me forget it. But as long as I am in this house, this is my room. Please get out of it.
Very well. And this is the last advice I shall ever give you. If I were you, I shouldn't wait for Rollo, because he's already made his choice. He's left the house. He's not coming back.
Mr. Rollo, I heard you at the door, sir. I was just coming to open it.
It's all right, Trotty. It was unlatched.
Are you quite all right, sir?
I am now. I had to go down the country last night and miss the train back. Trotty, will you please go and wake Miss Locke and ask her to come down here?
I'm sorry, sir. Miss Locke has gone.
Gone where?
She didn't say, Mr. Rollo, but she asked me to give you a message, sir.
What?
She asked me to say to you, Selina is right.
Selina! Selina!
What is it, Rollo? What's wrong?
Where's Locke? Where is she?
For heaven's sake, stop shouting.
She's gone. She left me a message. What did you say to her? Selina, what did you say to her?
Oh, Rollo, my wrist, you're hurting me.
Selina's right. That's what the message said. Selina is right. What did she mean?
How should I know what she meant?
You said something to her that drove her away. Where did she go?
Well, I don't know. You thought she'd wait 5 years for you. She wouldn't even wait an hour.
Selina, if I've lost Locke because of you, I'll leave this house and not come back, not as long as you live.
Oh, Rollo, to throw away your career, your whole life, for a girl like that. It isn't you she wants. She never wanted you. If she had, she wouldn't have gone running to him.
To whom? Tell me, I'll shake it out of you. Where is Locke?
No one asked her to go. Rollo, it was her own decision. It was what she wanted. That's why she asked Pelham to take her.
Where? Take her where? Where is she, Selina?
With the Marchese de Laude. She's going to marry him. They sail for Italy within the hour.
Here you are, Selina. My keys. You there, driver. Hold up. I must get to the docks. The docks.
Look out, sir. Look out.
He ran out into the road, Mum. Tried to grab the horse. Must have hit his head against the curb.
We'll carry him inside.
You don't think he...
I must get to the docks.
No. Listen, Mum. He's trying to talk.
Locke. I'm coming to you, Locke. Wait for me, Locke. I'm coming for you. Wait. Wait for me, Locke. Wait for me. Wait for me, Locke.
I've always waited for you, Rollo.
I know.
Mr. Rollo, sir. Mr. Rollo.
Oh, Prouty. What is it?
There's a raid, sir. Hadn't you better go down to the shelter?
What for? I'm here, and here I'll stay, Prouty.
But, sir...
Go along now, go along. I wish to be alone.
Yes, sir.
What is there left for me to fear now? Nothing. Nothing. Let them send their planes. Let them drop their bombs. Let them...
Wait for me, Locke. I'm coming to you. Wait for me. Wait for me.
You've been listening to the Stars in the Air production of the Samuel Goldwyn picture, Enchantment. And now back on stage. Here are the stars of our play tonight, Joseph Cotten and Mala Powers.
I just want to say how much it means to us to do this show. This is our program, you know, because it helps support the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And that's close to the heart of everyone in Hollywood. Mala, you with me on that?
Well, I've just been with you for a whole lifetime. Why should I change now? But really, all Hollywood is joining forces to make this the most exciting half hour of the radio week. And Johnny Jacobs is standing by to announce next week's show. So, Joseph, shall we go along now?
I'm with you. Good night, everybody, and thanks.
Thanks again. Good night.
Next week, a gay and delightful comedy when Stars in the Air brings you Universal International's box office hit, It Started with Eve, starring Charles Coburn, Vanessa Brown, and Robert Stack. Be sure to listen. Enchantment was presented tonight through the kindness of Mr. Samuel Goldwyn, who has just released his newest film, I Want You, starring Dana Andrews, Dorothy McGuire, Farley Granger, and Peggy Dow, and is being hailed as one of the finest pictures of Mr. Goldwyn's career. Joseph Cotten can currently be seen in The Man with a Cloak, a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production. Mala Powers appears through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures, who are currently releasing the Howard Hughes presentation, The Las Vegas Story, starring Jane Russell, Victor Mature, Vincent Price, and Hoagie Carmichael. Also heard in tonight's play were Ted Osborne and Raymond Lawrence. Stars in the Air is transcribed in Hollywood. Maybe your dad can lick Charlie McCarthy's dad, but nobody can lick Charlie McCarthy's Edgar Bergen. Not when slick comedy is called for. The Edgar Bergen Charlie McCarthy Show, heard every Sunday night on CBS Radio, is just about one of the funniest things that can happen to you. Listen for it and laugh this coming Sunday night on most of these same stations. This is John Jacobs speaking.
This is the CBS Radio Network.